National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope it's a great morning for you today. Everyone get a chance to see a little bit of CPAC. And, you know, it's the same guest. It's, you know, usually someone from Fox, Jarrett. I'm trying to think of his name here, but a lawyer. And then you get someone whom I used to interview quite a bit before he became a household name. So you can thank me now. That's Sebastian Gorka. I remember him calling me when he had his first book out. Can you get me on your show? And blah, blah, blah. Well, he's interesting. And someone else I've had on my show many times, Dave Bongini, who's extremely impressive as an ex-FBI agent, CIA officer, veteran. And Hannity couples them, and then you get Tucker Carlson, who gets his fair group, like Ed Rollins. And they're really, really excellent contributors to the show, and I don't mind seeing people who can make a major contribution each time, like Sarah Carter. I mean, she may be up for a Pulitzer Prize on the kind of work she's doing, along with her cohort, Bingo, Michael, can't think of his last name here. They're doing just a superb job in exposing. They're just, I mean, the clumsiness, the hilarity. I mean, you want to talk about people laughing at Trump. They're laughing at the Democrat Party, Bob Mueller, and the rest of them. It becomes an increasing joke every day because the desperation continues as the far left in this country, and that, hey, it engulfs a pretty comprehensive group as they continue to focus on the Russian collusion angle, and there's no obstruction of justice, there's no collusion, and who's frankly interested in hearing about those 13 Russians who were sent back, who become indicted? Now, this guy isn't over until it's over, as the fat lady sings. But is this an investigation after nailing Paul Manafort and his accessory, and now going after Christopher Steele and the new attorney who showed up, who they're trying to locate right now? It seems like I said I wouldn't say this much on the show, but a nothing burger. And there's desperation on the side of the Democrats, and if they're holding something back, they better get it out. They're counting on the 2018 elections, I'm sure, to spring something. And as I said here at the conclusion of yesterday's show, one of the things that Mueller, he has no right to go down a lot of the roads he's going down, is that he could go right after Trump and his personal finances, which have nothing to do with this. They're all topics of conversation prior to the election. And what about an investigation into Hillary Clinton? I mean a real investigation into Hillary Clinton. Nobody is doing anything. And I will bet every penny that I have, every penny, that the cover-up here is so huge with Obama and Clinton as a team, and if one goes down, the other goes down, which explains why Hillary and Barack Obama will go through every single step necessary to protect the other. Why isn't there an investigation on that? We've already seen, without question, that there are people as guilty as sin. Wiseman, who's still a head honcho in there for Bob Mueller, and it's amazing. It's astounding the amount of bad things that this guy has done. And I was going to go through it. I'm not going to go through it. I've covered that conversation here. James Comey, who's, I mean, honestly, guilty beyond reproach. And again, without going through this whole complicated story, it's going to be quite a movie when it comes out. But the characters playing role parts are now assuming larger parts, and the story is expanding. And what the outcome will be is still a major mystery to everyone, and it shouldn't be a mystery. But the reason it's a mystery to everyone is because of the demonic progressive forces in this country. And they're not going to let this unfold in a very natural way without pulling out all stops. And they're doing it. There's a lot of good news that's coming out every day for Trump, and I want to get to some of it later in the day. I mean, you can either characterize this as good or bad news later in the hour about what he said and what he didn't say about the massacre in Texas and what we're going to do about gun control. And it's now becoming a swirling and controversial subject. But by the way, if there's anyone out there who can educate me and tell me what bump stocks will do to increase the probability of prime, I'd love to really hear about it. Trump, well, I don't want to get off the track here, so let me try to stay on this track right now. You get these Keystone cops, the Russians, to disrupt the election of Donald Trump. And, I mean, it has come back to bite every liberal here. There's no way there's going to be any process. I want you to picture this. Vladimir Putin says, now it's valid, and I didn't realize your investigation would take us here, so I'm putting them all on a plane to be released into U.S. custody. Anybody want to tell me what the probability of that is? This case is just loaded with paradoxes. This is a Mueller investigation case. And while you may look at Mueller as a hero, as a legend of the FBI, remember they did this about Comey too? Sparkling clean. How can you do it? How can anybody be that naive, even if you don't want to put the handcuffs on Mueller yet? There are all kinds of paradoxes and unattended consequences about everything Mueller does. And it's now time to prosecute all these foreigners for attempting to interfere with the U.S. election. Or is it? And I'll say it's a screen that Mueller's throwing up to save face, because, you know, we're not going to. We can do it in absenteeum with Christopher Steele and a couple of others. But there's nothing like having someone in court, preferably in handcuffs sitting there who can't plead the Fifth Amendment. Now, Representative Congressman Devin Nunes has, I don't know if he spurred the idea, I believe he did, has come up with a phenomenal idea, and that's a simple 10-question list. What did you know about it? When did you know? However, yeah, I mean, they're really basic questions aimed at finding out under oath how much they knew and what they're prepared to tell the public. You realize in the secured rooms of the White House and other agencies, many of which the locations are unknown to the average American, how much lack of transparency there is. I'm amazed by the amount of transparency we have with Donald Trump and his administration. Now, if you're saying, well, he's not nervous about all these things, and I could list you a whole bunch of things, of course he is. He wouldn't be human. But when you know you're right about something, the only time that I think it really will get to you is when your family's at stake or when you got Mike Flynn, and nothing is going to change my mind about Mike Flynn. I don't like him. I think he lied. Would I lie? Would you lie to prevent prosecution and destruction of your family? Ask yourself that, Mr. or Mrs. Self-Righteous Hypocrite. Because I'm not saying, oh, country first. Country first? FBI first? Justice Department first? Never. More coming up on this ongoing and fascinating subject. Still remind everyone, the President of the United States is Donald Trump. And how you doing in the market? We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bowling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest. Punish you, do. Oh, you thrill me. I know you, you thrill me.
All right, we return in the ongoing saga of Mueller versus Trump, the Democrat fakes versus the Republican idiots. It's just an honor. It's going to be, as I say, it's going to be a blockbuster movie. And I don't know who would you put in some of the starting roles. I don't know. I mean, I haven't thought about it. Maybe I can, and give that some thought and cover that in about 6 years. But this thing is becoming more and more and more of a joke. It becomes a huge act of desperation when you have to go to the extremes that the Democrats are going in order to not be consumed about anything. I mean, yeah, there's gun control and all this. They're all side issues. There's only one issue for the Democrat Party. Impeach Trump. I'm telling you, one issue. Forget about the country. Forget about North Korea. Forget about Russia and Iran. They love Russia when they have to. They hate Russia when it's in the benefits of the United States for the Republicans to be on their side. It's so apparent that, I mean, if I keep giving explanations of this, I'll sound like I'm trying to teach a kindergarten class. But there are those people who walk around in a stupor, and for some reason, they still don't get it. How about Christopher Steele? Should we go after him? He's not a United States citizen. He colluded with the Russian interests. And then he got that, I just can't get over this dossier, his hand dossier about Donald Trump. And he never registered as a foreign agent. And Steele was paid by Hillary Clinton's campaign to find dirt on political rival Trump and his campaign. In other words, Steele's position is far worse than that of the Russians for a lot of reasons. You can easily extradite him while the Russians aren't. I mean, he was a double agent. He's got a long story here. His dossier was systematically leaked to major media and served as a basis for the United States government to spy on American citizens. I mean, unlike the Russians, no one disputes that American citizens, and that being Hillary's members of the Democrat National Committee and anti-Trump partisan, let's not forget him, Fusion GPS, right, Glenn Simpson. They colluded by paying for Steele's work. The millions spent by Hillary Clinton for a wild goose chase, and I have not read the dossier, but I have read about a lot of people who have read it, and they can't believe it. It's so hilarious and so childishly written. And now you got that the latest big jerk in the Democrat Party, Adam Schiff, who wants his document release, and they're gonna make some changes on it so we can prevent any national security problems. I mean, what a joke. It's called deflection. And there's so much deflection used in trying to get people to get off the focus of what is uncomfortable for a lot of people and could result in some extreme penalty or punishment, that they'll say or do anything because it will take up time. So here we talk about the Steele dossier. And there went Hillary, instead of trying to find, and I have to put this in quotes, a legitimate amount of paper or claims to make legitimate. I mean, we can go all the way back to Trump being in bed with female prostitutes and where was it, Hungary or something, and have them urinate over him. I mean, you look at that story, a salacious story, and here's a man, you know, we've all heard so much about Trump through the years. Never smoked, he never drank, washes his hands, doesn't like shaking hands with people. I don't like shaking hands with people either, but I don't think anybody notices it. No, I do. I mean, I have a little technique of doing it, you know, especially when someone comes out of the men's room, it appears that they haven't washed their hands. 53% of the people who go to the men's room don't wash their hands. I don't know how they got that tell. You know, is there someone standing outside? Excuse me, did you wash your hands? No, okay, let's put a check mark here. Did you wash your hands? And then they'll get paid for taking those polls. I was at a wedding when I contrived this fantastic system that doesn't offend people. And you don't have to touch their hands. No, I'm not that far off out, but I am. I won't touch door handles without a napkin or. Well, do we really want to go down that road? So someone comes out, whom is pretty well known by the public. I'll say he's done many, many TV commercials for many years, and I've known him for all those years. And he said, Stu Taylor. And I said, I'm not going to repeat his name, blah, 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 blah. And he reached out to shake my hand. And I immediately was so fast on the trigger, I grabbed him by the elbow. And he was forced to grab me by the elbow, and we shook. And he said, what's all that about? And I was at my friend's wedding, so I immediately said, well, that's the wedding handshake. He said, the wedding handshake. Now, I don't think I can patent this or do anything about it or copyright it, but if anybody wants to use it, let me know. It's a great way to avoid shaking hands with people and have a little joke, and he'll say, what's the wedding handshake? And then he can tell them a story about a wedding and how you kind of get rum going, which is so far down the track, this material probably isn't even fit to be aired. But, you know, you talk, and it's a trigger effect, and all these thoughts come into your mind. Clinton and members of the Democrat National Committee, and never Trumpers, of course. I mean, there were so many never Trumpers. And Fusion's GPS team, another joke, colluded by paying for Steele's work. I wish I had the opportunity legally to sit down and concoct, I say legally, to get the amount of money that Hillary Clinton laid out. Oh, she's vicious. Take a break. We'll be back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating an extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $50,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
Do what you did when you did what you done last night to me. Do what you did when you held me wall so tight. Oh, do what you did when the lights were low, just me and you on the radio. Do what you did when you did what you done last night.
All right, we're back. No, you don't have the wrong station. You got the wrong singer. That's what you have. Because if I could sing, that's exactly what I would be doing. And I don't know. Do we all have the ability to sing at a young age where we could train our voices? But like anything else, you know what it takes? 10,000 hours. So are you prepared to spend 10,000 hours to become an expert in this and an expert in that and an expert in this? And the answer for most of us, including me, is no, unless you grow up with such a passion and such a love for something that you know from right away, bang, it's it. You know, it's like one in a thousand. So I'm back to talking about disgrace and embarrassment. And it's certainly selling out to the United States government. A lot of people try to make the justification that our founding fathers, boy, you know, the more I look back, I mean, still, even to this day, I cannot believe the brilliance of Americans' founding fathers. I can't believe it. Brilliant, well beyond what we see here today. I'm not talking about Elon Musk. That's a different kind of brilliance. Just having an idea about the, imagine putting the Constitution together and having it valid till this day, until the far left immediately wants to destroy Amendments 1 and 2, just to start. And you know why? Whether it's Mueller, whether it's Comey, whether it's Hillary, whether it's Barack Obama, whether there's been such a movement in this country to take us from it. We're never really a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But our behavior should be democratic. It's not going to be. Do you think there'll be equal representation from the voices of the people in this country? No, there's been one. Sounds like an introduction to Superman. But there's been one person and one person alone. Oh, he's got assistance. We can't do anything alone. But alone in the sense that he's had the courage and convictions of a high power office to fulfill the obligations and promises he met. I don't worship Donald Trump. By no means. But I think, I'm convinced he's a genius, even though he feels compelled to tell us it's okay. He's a genius. You know, if you're going to do something, back it up. If you're going to say, back it up. You back it up, it's hard to be critical. It may be in poor taste socially. But how much of what he does, which can be attributed to madness, isn't madness at all? It's carefully calculated. And I don't think before Trump got elected, he believed for 2 minutes that he had a chance. Nobody did, but he got the number one reality star on television. We all know about Donald Trump's history and his books and his legacy, which is truly unbelievable. And here's a guy who's become president of the United States on top of it. And all you fools and clowns. And there's a friend of mine who's pretty smart but doesn't speak well. Stupid heads. Can't even admit it and say, wow, look what this guy has done. If we can put this whole calamity behind us, I mean, there'll be another one. And I don't know what the Democrats do because they don't have a platform to run on. There isn't a platform. We talked about Hillary and women and I mean, it's really even tough to exaggerate what the promises have been in the past from Obama and Hillary. First of all, their goals were unattainable. Second of all, they lied about just about every one of them. Even recently now, they're starting to pull out some video of Obama and lying about a president not having any right to interfere into American constitutional rights. Look what he did. Look what he passed without approval of Congress. Time and time and time again, every kind of implementation of, I'll even say, a law that he made a law, and yet Trump does one thing, and he should be in prison. And they are all aimed at degrading the status of the United States of America. I understand arguments when people can say to me, well, he's done some bad things, but he's done some good things. And then I'll say, first of all, this is the admission that Obama did some bad things. And then they have to try to explain what good things he did. And I'd be open to that. As I've said here, I can name one or two, and that's about it. I loved his use of drones. Every other time I stop and think about it, I don't know. I even think about good family. I mean, I think, hey, listen, I don't know about his wife, but he loves his daughters, I'm sure. It's just about every father does. Well, what was he doing letting her hang out in the studios with Harvey Weinstein? Are you going to tell me that while all of Hollywood knew, the president of the United States didn't know what a slime bag, greaseball, subhuman Harvey Weinstein was? I don't think for 2 seconds Obama thought about his, and she's lovely, she's a very pretty young girl, his daughter being molested or harassed. I don't think that was ever an issue. I mean, I mean that would be, that would be real insanity. So I don't think he was concerned about that. And quite frankly, under those conditions, I can understand that. I mean, it's the president's daughter. But how could he let her? Are we at the matter now of age and consent? How could she even want to? I mean, how developed is the mind of an 18 or 19? I'd say she should be developed enough to not to hang out with the likes. When I say hang out, I mean, there was a connection about where her future was going to be. I mean, I'm not saying none of it was legitimate. I would never let my daughters in a situation, I mean, obviously, if I didn't know it, I didn't know it, but I would do my research with somebody, a demon like Harvey Weinstein, who should be the poster child for all the changes that I think are being made in society today. And I think it's great. Now we got this latest thing with Mark Cuban and his basketball players and whether he'll be forced to sell the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban, I love watching him on Shark Tank. I mean, he's brilliant and he's entertaining. He's worth about $3 billion. And I've interviewed two of the sharks on my show. And they're, I want to tell you, they are truly sharks. And I wouldn't vote for him, and he's against Trump. But boy, I like him. This guy's smart. He's entertaining. He does so much. And now look at his reputation. And he's got to be, I mean, he's got to be bummed out about this. So I don't think we're talking about a sociopathic personality, but when you talk about Hillary and Bill, I don't think any of this stuff even bothers them in the least about what trailer trash they are. They're trailer trash. You can dress them up, put them in the White House, they're trailer trash. You know, it's like you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. This society is so consumed with a misrepresentation of values that I think we needed a shockwave like we got in the industry. And there are going to be a lot of innocent people who are going to be dragged in, and a lot of people in business, mostly men, who are sitting and worrying what's coming next. You know, I used to have 20 guys working for me and 30, 40 women. And yeah, I was single or I was married. I was a little too aggressive. And boy, they left. They didn't really like me, or I fired them. Part of this is the unjustification. Not every guy should be hauled in for extra sexual activities. Otherwise, half the population would be serving two consecutive life terms with no parole. Got one more to go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
We are back here just having a nice chat with first my friend, and I want to say that, Matt, who does an unbelievable job producing the show.
Thank you, Steve.
It's true. And second of all, my colleague. First of all, people who know me, I just wouldn't say, and I mean, I'm not going to bash you. I say, I got to get a new producer in here. He's terrible. Hey, I think we can get a new producer. First of all, I would obviously never say that. But I also would never say how good someone is unless he or she deserved it. And the staff here is great. And I have to tell you, Matt is honestly perfectly flawless. And it's a pleasure for me every day to come in here and work with him.
I appreciate that, Sue. It's mutual.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Can you just hold on while I get a box of Kleenex and wipe my eyes? So, Matt, it's great every day. I just want a little bit of attention diverted to him. Not a lot, because it's not his damn show. But just enough so that people realize this is not a one-man show. I mean, I just sit here and talk. Everything else has to be done. And I know I've been on the other end before it was really digitized. And anyway, enough about this. I don't want people turning off their radios. But Mueller's team has leveraged a guilty plea from Michael Flynn for making false statements to FBI investigators. If the Flynn case is now the Mueller standard, then we know that a number of high-ranking officials are vulnerable to this legal exposure. Where am I going with this? I have obviously great respect for anyone who served in our armed forces, and with all the years that Michael Flynn put in, it's like Petraeus. I mean, he was brilliant. You can spend your whole life. I have this in my book, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes Without Getting Left in the Dust. You can spend your whole life building character and a name, and then you can lose it in a matter of seconds. So how did Flynn lose this character? If indeed he did, because there's more to this story than meets the eye. The desperation to bring someone in and to indict them, and it's easier to indict someone for lying under oath. I mean, what would they ever get Clinton for if they didn't get him for lying under oath? And you could say the dress, but, I mean, when you lie under testimony, and I mean, it's like, I can't imagine Hillary Clinton still functioning out of her Chappaqua home. And how many times she has lied, which has got to be about once every other sentence, and continues to do so. I wonder if she and Bill lie to each other. And that's an interesting thing. I mean, do they have to? But Michael Flynn is now coming out above, and the case is, and this will fall under some punitive measure if it's indeed verified, that he is very serious about retracting his guilty plea. And the reason being that he has claimed, at least to others, I'm trying to get the exact source of this and I can't, that this was a setup. It was a setup where he was threatened, his family was threatened. I want to tell you, once you come in and get threatened by a government agency, the FBI, the IRS, holy mackerel. You really don't have anywhere to go because they're not going to recoup your expenses. And he said, now the word is now that he's going to retract it. He didn't lie. He was forced to do so under pressure. I have heard of this so many times, you can't believe it. He's lost money. I think he's losing his house. His 30 years or whatever it was, right down the toilet. So when someone comes to you like the IRS or the FBI and says, you better confess to this or this, these are the consequences, what do you do? I said it earlier in the show. I always put my family first. So I don't think this really is the end of the story about Flynn, which isn't to say that I still like him. I don't. That I have no respect for Paul Manafort, and it looks like he should be in prison. But it's irrelevant to this case because this was all pre-Trump. And when Trump starts getting accused of things that he has nothing to do with, and Obama gets no criticism for everything he had to do with, would you say there's something wrong with our system? Is this cleanup time? Now, I love to watch Tucker Carlson. He's really very smart. And I love to watch Sean Hannity. I love Laura Ingraham, too. She's been on my show. But my advice, if you had to pick one of the three, because you don't want to over-inundate yourself, is whether you subscribe to any political philosophy or not, is to watch Hannity every night. If you watch Hannity, excuse me, and you come away with the thought, well, none of this is really true, then I don't know what you're watching. Because here's the problem. You got so many naysayers and people who hate Fox. I hate Fox. Could you just watch Sean Hannity? I'm not watching Fox. I want to show you how open-minded I am. Seriously. I watch MSNBC and CNN more than I used to because I need to know what's going on the other side. You know, that dark zone, the shadow government. And when I see all of these talk, and virtually all of them, there's one I like, Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. I think he's a true journalist. Haven't seen him enough. Steve Kornacki. Excellent. Excellent reporter. But the rest of them? Virtually the rest of them? And that's why I say spend your time wisely. Watch a little of that so you can see the ridicule that's going on. And then watch Fox. which has really a high, high degree of veracity. And they're smart on there. I don't care if the women are pretty. They're smart. That should be held against you now. I'm sure the laws will be coming up after this comment. I want to thank you all for listening. See you back here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.